This episode of WDW Today is brought to you by our friends at Kingdom Strollers. If you're booking your vacation and you don't want to lug that thing through the airport, and by that thing, I mean your kid. It's the second time I've used that, Jim.
Yeah, don't lug your kid through the airport. Rent a kid from Kingdom Strollers.
That's right. It's like I said, they got to love our ad reads. Kingdom Strollers, they'll deliver it straight to your hotel. They'll also take it away from your hotel or your resort or your house, whatever it is. They deliver it straight to your door. You don't have to worry about it. If it's not your door, if you're at a hotel, they'll deliver it right to the bell stand. I do it every time. We never bring our strollers. We always rent. That's at kingdomstrollers.com. And thanks them for sponsoring the show this month. It's really been awesome. And hopefully look forward to working with them again in the future. Again, that's at kingdomstrollers.com. And let them know you heard about it here on WDW Today when you book it. And book it now, especially if you're going like the next couple weeks. Who knows what their inventory is, man? Come on, go ahead, book it. kingdomstrollers.com. Now on with the show.
Give me a little intro there, Gomer.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today, coming to you from somewhere off property at the Laugh-O-Gram Studios, featuring Len Testa and the greatest band in podcasting, Off Kilter. Now here they are, Terry Weaver, the nature boy Will Haynes, and your host, Logan Seculo.
It's Wednesday, November 30th, 2016, and this is episode 1541 of WDW Today. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
And we have a special guest. Terry's out. He is actually, I think he's actually there, Lynn, with you, but Lynn Testa's on the show with us today.
Hey, have him give me a call. I just
realized you're there, he's there, maybe you can catch up. I know he's at a conference. I know he's been some days at the park, but I'm not sure.
Yet Lynn was available to call in.
Yeah, exactly.
Now I do what I can.
Well, are you calling us from a brand new cabana?
I'm actually not calling you from a brand new cabana. I'm calling you from the apartment.
Oh, that's right. You have it in an undisclosed location. Exactly. You have a place now in Walt Disney World, which is awesome. I'm probably
in
the greater Orlando area. I hope to join you in the next couple of years with
Sanford.
One of those. Yeah, Sanford. Yes. He's moved to, he's living in Crane's Roost Park. Got a nice condo.
Altamont Springs.
Yeah. They got a good mall there.
Good mall. That new movie theater, which is now like 15 years old. Fantastic.
I didn't know there was a new movie theater. All I can think of is our old movie theater.
Not Altamont 8.
Yeah.
That one's gone.
Oh, the 8 screens is not enough.
No, it's like a big old thing now.
All right. We'll have to go next time I'm in the Springs, as they say. You go to Disney Springs. We go to Altamont Springs, which is way better.
Red hot and boom.
Exactly. We'll do that next year. All right. So we do want to talk about the reason we brought Lynn on, not just for listener questions, and we're going to get to some of those today, but to talk about, it seems like since we did a show a week ago, there have been a ton of new offerings, if you want to put that in quotes, announced at Walt Disney World, as well as some new events and things that are happening, some for money, most for money, some for not. And let's get to it, Lynn, and talk about it, because I know people are curious. Well, let's go with the elephant in the room, which is the cabanas. Everyone's talking about the cabanas. I want to get, without any like preconceived, we haven't talked about this. What do you think about these cabanas?
So I'm of two feelings. The current incarnation of them, I think they're an abomination that should be smote from the earth. Towards the end of 2016, I think we can all agree that if a giant asteroid comes and strikes the Earth, we would all welcome it as a blessing, right? but please, dear God, let this year end. But the cabanas are one of those things where it's like you're looking at it and you kind of know what Disney is doing. They're testing whether people will pay for these sort of things. But the way that they went about testing it, you look at them and you think, is this really the best you can do? And here's why. They're essentially canvas tents pitched in Tomorrowland. And, you know, the resort is named after a guy who didn't want cowboys walking through Tomorrowland. So he built an underground utilidor.
Right. So you have a beach cabanas.
And so there's no theming to these things, and they don't belong in Tomorrowland. You know, if they were Buzz Lightyear-ish, you know, I could see. But they are completely unthemed.
Adventureland, something at least.
Yeah. So, you know, I understand the idea, you know, the concept of it. And if people are willing to pay for it, I get it. It's the execution that bothers me.
Well, I can't figure that out. Because let's talk, if you guys don't know, and you've been living under the Disney rock, the cabanas were announced. They are essentially, like you said, canvas tents that are off to the side of, they're near Space Mountain, right?
Yeah, so they're around the Bethlehem area of Space Mountain. I think they're around the old Skyway.
Okay.
Yeah, so in that area, yeah.
So in that area, and they're just tents, kind of like what you see at poolside or at the water parks, or even not quite even what they have like on the cruise ship, like on the on Castaway Key. Mm-hmm. These are much more just like that. The rentals include, I'm reading now, you get lockable storage, charging station, sunscreen, and insect repellent, water, soft drinks.
All important insect repellent.
Water, soft drink, and food. We're not really sure exactly. I don't.
You get food delivery. You don't.
Food
you get
delivery.
Yeah, but you don't get. It's not like you can go wild. Yeah, no.
And it's
not concierge level here.
And do you get? They said like viewing for fireworks or something like that.
Yeah, they've got special viewings, and that's the sort of benefit that they're hoping to extend when they do the permanent versions of these things. I heard that they the original concept for this was to put them literally on top of cosmic rays.
All right.
Well, see, I would have done that.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Look, the price is $691 a day.
Add tax to that.
Yeah.
They're over 700.
Right. My thought about this is that I am not necessarily not this customer that should be go, oh, that's interesting. I got a bunch of kids. I don't really want to go out to the hotel. I genuinely look at this one right now. And you know, guys, I am not the Disney hater among this. I usually try to be incredibly optimistic. I just can't understand the appeal. Like, I just don't. I look at it and go, I don't know what.
Like, if you had even a cinder block room with air conditioning.
Right. It's
like,
not air conditioned. It's not anything.
Like, I think that's called prison. Will.
I mean, I would pay $700 for prison to get away from some of them kids.
Some of my scare zone listeners would pay that just for a night.
That's for an asylum.
Right.
The way I saw it is if you had like four families all going together and each of them had a small child.
Right.
And at any given time of the day, you would have one parent and one small child napping in the cabana.
Yeah, I get it.
I can kind of see that being worth $175 for the family when you think about the alternative is going back to your hotel room for 4 hours to nap.
Right. I could see that. Oh. That's the thing, is I have napping kids. And again, if it was air conditioned and there was some of that, I guess there are – right now it's temporary and it's in December, so it's not going to be as bad. Right. But it just sounds – I like this idea in theory, a cabana you could rent and hang out in and have a place to stay at Magic Kingdom where maybe it has some exclusive stuff to it. I like the concept. I just look at this and go, I don't get it. And that's the problem.
I'm fine with the idea. It's the execution of it.
The Orlando Sentinel did an article that said what alternative things you could buy for the price of Magic Kingdom.
Universal.
Yeah. It has the frequent fear pass with Express at Halloween Horror Nights. But my favorite is...
Which already was like blasted.
Right. My favorite is, or for $700, you can just get like 164 Mickey bars. And I'm like, that's pretty funny.
Cool.
Well, you could get a room at the Contemporary for cheaper than what they're charging for the cabana.
Right, I just...
So you could leave the park, go on a monorail.
Stop. Now, granted, it's a 20-minute walk, but, you would save that. But, yeah, I mean, I've done this. I mean, for the 24-hour nights that they used to have at the Magic Kingdom, I've rented a hotel room literally so people could nap there.
Yeah. I don't see... Like, I've done the cabana on Castaway before and loved it. It was one of my favorite... I have to do it.
Comparable in price?
It's pretty expensive.
It's about the same, yeah. I had the best nap on that island.
Yeah. And like they set up a pack and play for my boy when he was little, and the wait staff is amazing.
You're on an island in the
beach. It was a beautiful experience. Yeah, you're on the beach. Yeah. It was a beautiful experience. I would do that, and again, like I will do that in a heartbeat if we go back on the cruise ship. Like there's no chance I'm not doing it. But this one, if they could figure out a way to make that as appealing for somehow – then maybe I'd be all in. And this is this sort of thing, and they kind of talked about it, that Iger and some of the people at the parks, not just Bob Iger, but the people running Walt Disney World, are trying to come up with new things to charge you for that are new experiences, VIP concierge service. And that is actually something that's, beyond Disney, is very much something trending, whether that's you pay to meet and greet, you know, or go have a special dinner at a concert.
Yeah.
A lot of these sort of customizable concierge things, experiences are happening, and I'm actually a big fan of them.
I mean,
even at
the place where I board my dog, you can pay for experiences for your dog.
Like, right.
I mean, it's not unheard of in the world of
right, so I'm not
I'm totally doing that, by the way, the kennel thing when I go on my next Disney cruise.
Nice.
I'm paying for the dog package where It's like 240 square feet.
Yeah,
the dog gets it's almost as large as it's like you're better giving it my better room than apart, Pop Century.
Better, yeah, yeah, better than your cruise ship room. We have a dog hotel here, a dog resort that we use. My dogs are actually there right now. I have to go pick them up after work. So and they are my older dog gets the silver package. So
for the seniors.
Yeah, he mingles with the older dogs. Not a joke. Not a joke. That's completely real. Uh-huh. All right, so the cabanas, we can kind of mark those off. It's something that if they executed it right and figure out how that's worth the money.
Yeah, it just kind of goes back to the same complaint that we're hearing frequently from people is that they're charging more but they're just throwing spaghetti at the wall.
Yeah, like the after-hours thing. Stick. I liked that after-hours idea. It just tanked because they're
not putting the heart into it that they should.
Yeah.
All right. And then let's try some other things. Tiana's Riverboat Party Ice Cream Social and Viewing Party. I don't think Will knows anything about this, too.
Is this similar to like the Star Wars one that you did?
No. So it just started. Like, it just started, right?
I mean, it started like at 2:30 today was the first one.
Yeah. So we don't know much about it other than what it's going to say on the website. But you get on the riverboat. And you have ice cream. You watch the parade. I believe Tiana
is in the park.
Yeah, in Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
Tiana and Naveen come on board, and I think that's kind of like in general what we know, right?
I think that's it so far. Yeah, we have somebody there doing
it. Yeah, so we'll know more probably next week. But it's $50, around $50, right? Something like that. I think it's like $48 a person. I believe for an adult. And that one to me isn't that. If it's cool. I can kind of get behind it.
If you're getting on a boat and
get ice cream and
like,
characters.
It's a little bit different even than just like the firework viewing parties where it's just kind of
it's an experience.
Standing. There seems to be a little bit more value to this than even the typical ice cream social dessert party kind of thing. I kind of like this. I'm very interested to see how it's executed, as we've been saying with a lot of these things. But, I mean, on the surface, it sounds kind of cool.
What do you think, Lynn?
I'm fine with it. It does sound like fun. And $50 is right at that limit where, you know, you can kind of see that for like a one parent and one child to go as a special day. I don't know that I'd bring a family of four or five.
No,
but that's a lot of ice cream.
I'd either take my girls or I'd go with my boy, like if we did it. And if it is, you know, a little bit cooler in a situation that you can enjoy and it's not going to be – that's also awesome. How many of these do they sell? Is it going to be where you're elbow to elbow with people on the riverboat because that sounds miserable? Or if it is, does it have a –
that's when you jump in the river.
Does it have a sort of – like you said, another kind of a VIP experience? Does it have something that feels like you're spending more money, you should get it? Keep going. A couple little ones. The Grand Floridian now, you can book a private boat to take you to the Magic Kingdom.
It'll take you anywhere that it goes. So if you wanted to
Uber boat,
yeah, you make reservations.
But it's only on Seven Seas Lagoon. So it'll take you to the Poly, which is a walk. It'll take you to the Contemporary, which is two monorail stops away.
Right.
I think it'll take you over to the Wilderness Lodge, which is probably better than Ubering. And it's $20 per family. So that's right at that. I guess you can go to Fort Wilderness too. So that's a rather restricted route.
Yeah. And you have to make a reservation, or most that they recommend a reservation.
Yeah.
It's a pretty cool idea.
There's
though.
One thing, they're not offering it yet, that if you could book, and I would do it in a heartbeat, that at park close in the Magic Kingdom, I could book my own boat for $20 to get out of there. Done.
Yeah, exactly.
But right that's now, I think brilliant. They end at 6 or something like that. They're not doing those late night shifts. And if it was something where it was that, like you said, like I had to walk to the Poly to Uber out of there. Or not walk to Poly, I walked to the Contemporary to Uber to the Poly because of how long the wait was last time I was there just to get on a monorail. Like to me, I would pay that upcharge to have
you would totally do it again. Right, yeah. Exactly.
But that wasn't an option then. If that is something that they do and they roll it out later at night, $20 kinda again cool. For the whole family. Right, get yourself a boat for $20, maybe.
I wonder if there is now, this is purely speculation, but I wonder if there's some sort of extra liability of taking a small party on a boat out after sundown or something like that. I don't know. But
Well, we'll see what happens with it. And then what else do we have on his list?
The monorail dining.
Oh, Highway in the Sky. This just broke a few hours ago. The Dine Around, kind of the monorail crawl, but now
that's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah. They've monetized the monorail crawl.
Next, they're gonna have you have to get a wristband to drink around the world.
I will be totally honest with you. When I saw the announcement, I was really hoping it was like one of the monorail cars has been decked out.
That's exactly what I thought.
Like a dining car on a train.
Awesome.
Kind of thing.
Like I would pay a lot of money probably for that, but it's not that. It is essentially you go around and have a course of each one of your meals
And you have like a standing reservation kind of thing.
Yeah, and they escort you on and off the monorail. Like I think it is a little bit more formal, kind of like a progressive dinner.
So it's like a youth group, but it's.
Right.
So it's a cocktail at the. At the Wave, at the Contemporary. Then you get appetizers and more drinks at the Poly. Then you get entrees at the Grand Floridian. And then you get dessert at a private patio with the fireworks.
Yeah.
So that means that it means actually you're on a schedule then.
Right.
Yeah, there's no lingering.
You're eating and they're taking you on this trip. So
I feel like this is something I will probably end up doing if they don't pull it really fast because it also could tank like the extra magic hour or not the extra magic but
evenings whatever it
was. Right. Yeah. But I mean this sounds like something I will try out for the sake
especially
of
as
the
a couple,
show.
It is $150 a person.
Yeah, so it's pricey, but I feel like as a one-time thing like
yeah, if it's a good experience, cool. A couple hour experience, it's
someone needs to review it.
They're offering it Tuesdays, Fridays, and Sundays beginning December 2nd, except for that week between Christmas and New Year's. They're not doing it then.
For obvious reasons.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I like this idea. I actually think it's something – I think my wife would love this concept.
I wonder what time you check in because if you check in at 5 and the fireworks are at 11, that's a lot of time.
No, I can't do that.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's like – I don't know. What do you think? Like a 2.5 hour, 3 hour experience maybe? It's probably not an hour per stop. It's probably – I wonder if it's like 8 to – you're right because they have to do it based on the fireworks every night. So,
exactly.
Maybe they're just betting Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday, Sunday they're doing early fireworks. I'm not sure. We'll find out.
That's – let's see here. Let's see if they say anything about it, about the – what time does it start? 3 p.m. No. that's interesting. So on the 6th – it starts at it's the 6:45 p.m. one. They must start with the fireworks because they wouldn't because the park is only open till 7.
Oh.
So with the but they might not be doing the fireworks. But then
only a 15-minute experience.
So I wonder if they're doing the fireworks like at 11, which would be 6:45. That'd give you 4 hours to eat and get around.
Yeah, I feel like you have to have a good amount of time just of...
Yeah, 4 hours. It's like a lot, though. I don't know.
Heck, I'll go down and try it.
All right, we'll make Will go down next week and try it out. Sound good?
Oh, it's 9:30. Sorry, 9:30. So that means it'd be 2.5 hours.
So that's 2 hours appropriate.
And, 2 hours and 45 minutes. Okay, so you're probably spending the 45 minutes in transportation. So it's probably 2 hours. Yeah. Okay, that's more reasonable. All right, fair enough.
So fair enough. And it starts on Friday. So, I mean, you can take a look at it. Hopefully, that is crazy. This shows the demand of Walt Disney World. You can announce a $150 add-on package and start it in 4 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty crazy, guys. That's awesome, though. All right, let's talk a little bit. We'll do some questions here in a second about some stuff that doesn't cost you money. So some new things that were announced. Food and Wine was extended. So that's there you go. It does add money. It starts in August. It doesn't initially cost, but it's extra money.
And then they announced another an arts festival in January.
Another arts and something festival. Another similar idea.
Are they going to get to a point where it never ends at Epcot?
Right now it's just summer, right? That's off.
Summer. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean that's yes. In summer they don't need it. They still do some of the music stuff during the summer
right,
too.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, and I'm actually looking forward to the art show thing. So, I think that's a cool concept.
Sorry, Mallory.
But Mallory is in bad shape. And then, I'm trying to look at what else. The new art show.
New Magic Bands.
The new Magic Bands. Oh yeah, the Magic Bands too. They're big old, the hockey pucks. Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of get it.
Why is it so big?
So you can wear it. You can take out the magic part of it.
can never take the magic.
You know what I mean? Like you can
take
can
the magic it. Out of the band, but you can't take the
If you guys haven't seen
magic.
It, they're like they look more actually a little bit more like a wristwatch because it's like a big dial where the Mickey is, but a big wristwatch. And
actually the size of a hockey puck or
No. It's about the size of a watch. It's a bit bigger.
Yeah.
And then you can hang it around your neck on a lanyard. See, I don't really love the way...
Like Flavor Flav?
Yes, exactly.
Someone's got to do that. Flavor Flav with a giant magic band. Someone's out there, make that. That's our new shirt. It's a parody, so don't sue us, Flavor Flav.
Magic band!
I kind of like it. I think it's kind of cool. Like, I don't love the size of it, but I also don't really love wearing the thing on my wrist.
I feel like more people are going to lose it.
Yeah,
not that people lose the band enough, but I feel like the ability to take it out is just going to get lost crazy.
The Universal people would love the lanyards because they love the lanyards over at Universal. Uh-huh. So I could see that being plus. All right, what else we got? The drone show. Now you're going to that tonight?
Doing it tonight. Yeah, tonight. Exactly.
So I've heard awesome things about it.
I have. I've heard good things about it as well. The big thing that I'm interested in finding out is whether you can actually hear the drones in the sky. Like, is it, I mean, is this like a, you know, a symphony of weed whackers, you know, where it's like,
right.
You know, or is it you know, far enough away that it's not that big a deal. I've heard that they've actually boosted the volume of the soundtrack to mask that.
Yeah. I've heard you can hear maybe a little bit, but not a distracting amount. And it's, if it's something that's a test for things to come, I've watched a lot of it online and, a friend of the other podcast I do who works for Disney is the show director on it. And they seem to create an amazing tech situation here. It looks awesome. Like when you see the dove thing happen in it, it looks pretty rad. I'm excited to see it. And then the only other thing is Terry, I asked Terry what's new. And he said, you can get Dole Whips at the Disney Springs now. So it's like, all right.
Can you get adult whips at Disney Springs?
I don't know.
Nice.
I don't know if you can. So those are some new things that are happening. So Disney, especially after the Destination D event, kind of ruled out a ton of new offerings. And we were not there. Lynn, were you there?
No, was not.
No, I mean, a bunch of people we know were there. But the reason I was at the Moana thing the week before in LA. So this time it was like, you know what? Let's just take it easy. All that stuff's going to be online in about 10 minutes. So, all right. Let's rapid fire through some questions here. Let's get through some questions here. And
they're Twitter only today.
And only Twitter. I said, let's go to Twitter.
Wow.
Tick off a lot of people who sent in their messages. And because I wanted some ones that were kind of short and snappy.
We're purging the email box.
I knew Lynn would be on the show today and we'd be talking about other stuff. So let's get through some quick questions, I thought, today.
Yeah,
you know, we'll bring it back on later soon. All right. You want to start it off?
Yeah. Let's go with John Malone. And he asks, if you have tickets for two separate visits on your My Disney Experience account, how do you make sure the correct tickets are used?
That's a great question. So I'm told that it's automatic now that the Disney systems should know which one to select. And this commonly comes up when you've got general theme park admission, a hard ticket event admission like a Christmas party, and you show up at 4 o'clock. Right. And you're wondering whether they're going to use the right admission or the right entitlement in Disney speak. I'm told that it's automatic, that it will that Disney system will always choose the least expensive, you know, slash most appropriate one. In the old days, you used to have to sort of like prioritize things, but now that's been done. So behind the scenes, they're figuring it all out. That's what I'm going with.
So as we've heard, you should be just fine. It should just work.
Yeah.
All right. That's a good answer. All right. This one came in from Frank Mod Snow Grump, who asked a lot of questions, and I like his questions. This one came in and said, will they ever do away with the tiered Fastpass Plus at other parks and open it up like they do at Magic Kingdom?
No, I don't think so.
I feel like they go the opposite way.
Yeah, that Magic Kingdom might get tears. The reason why I think they won't do it is because if you think the Magic Kingdom has way more attractions than the other parks. If you think about how Epcot works, your three fast passes would always be Soarin', Test Track, and Frozen Ever After.
Right.
You know, in the Animal
for
Kingdom,
everyone.
It would be for everyone, for every person. Yeah. For the Animal Kingdom, it would be, you know, the two new Pandora attractions and then Expedition Everest. You know, and same thing at the studios. I mean, actually, you could just fast pass all the attractions in the studios because there's not that many left. But and that's why they tier it. They tier it to spread out or to make sure that there's some availability for day guests on those things.
All right. So the answer is probably not. And that's the reason why. All right, the next question, I obviously didn't put down who asked it, so sorry.
This is from Anonymous.
Yeah.
Not the hacking group, though.
This may be from Frank also, I'm not sure.
Thank you.
Has Animal Kingdom being open later in the night affected any of the nighttime touring at the other three parks?
Not yet, no. In fact, the problem that that Disney had over the summer was that they had counted on Rivers of Light to draw some people away from Wishes and Illuminations. And when that didn't happen, because it didn't, Rivers of Light didn't happen, you saw attendance drop dramatically at the Animal Kingdom after dark. I was there a couple weeks ago, and it was one of the most pleasant evenings I've ever spent.
Yeah.
in the Animal Kingdom. It was amazing. It was fantastic.
Rivers of Light has started or not? It started for, they did a test show, right? Something like that.
They did a test show.
That's as far as I've gotten.
Yeah, and so they did previews for the cast members yesterday and the day before. On the first night of the previews, there was a technical malfunction where two boats hit each other, and they did what's called an e-stop, an emergency stop. The second night, there was no emergency stop. So they've run the show successfully one night now.
All right.
The feedback
that I've 500.
Yeah, exactly. the thing that I've heard is that the feedback on it, I'm going to try and go tomorrow to see if it's available. Two things. One, they've vastly eliminated many of the floats and they've simplified the technical elements of the show. So the Big Lotus float no longer shoots fire. They were supposed to have 100 smaller Lotus, then those are gone.
So all the cool parts.
So it's like World of Color with a boat.
Yeah.
So they've greatly simplified all of that. The other thing that I heard, and the latest rumor, was that the show, even if the show was technically feasible in its reduced form, it simply wasn't good enough to be a Disney spectacular. And I've heard this from people who had seen it, that it drags in places. You guys have seen the video. It did.
For sure.
And the feedback that I got from the cast members who were there was exactly the same thing, that it's the parts of it that are good are very good, but there's still too much drag, too much lag in the show, too many slow parts. And it's not quite up to the level of the other Disney nighttime spectacular. So it's got technical problems, even though it's been greatly simplified and it doesn't have as many of the dazzling show elements as used to. And even then, it's still not that good of a show. I wouldn't be surprised if Disney tried to run it, but I also wouldn't be surprised at this point if they just said, look, we're going to take until the spring to retool it and see what happens.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll keep you updated, guys, as that moves on. This one came in from Michael Serlano, who is a friend of the show. And he said, hey, Len, which will be open first, Nintendo World or Star Wars Land? Rivers of Light, he said Rivers of Light was taken off the board. So Nintendo World or Star Wars Land?
Yeah, Nintendo World. That's if I had to bet, I would bet on Universal all the time.
Universal announces later, too. Like, there's a good chance it's like halfway built and we haven't seen it.
Exactly.
You know, they always wait until they have the hype for a couple years, not for seven. So hopefully, I would probably, as much as I think Star Wars Land is not that far away, just because construction is definitely happening, I wouldn't be surprised if the Nintendo thing gets rolled out pretty quick. As the announcement came yesterday, the really formal announcement, I think we'll have more to report on that soon.
We were driving by the backside of the studios this morning, in fact, and there is a ton of construction land clearing happening behind the scenes at the studios. But still,
it's still dirt.
Yeah, if they get it done by 2019, we'll all be amazed. And frankly, I think we all felt this way when Disney announced at D23 that Avatar was Pandora was going to open quote summer of 2017. I think our everyone's first response was good luck, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, it's opening next summer?
Yeah, they announced it.
I might take bets on that.
Yeah.
The other thing they said is they didn't specify the hemisphere in which summer would be occurring. Like what? Well, we meant Australian summer. Yes. Did you not hear the Crocodile Dundee accent with which
and
we...
And the Pandorian calendar.
It's a little different.
Exactly, yeah. How long is a year in Pandora? Oh, my God. I'm totally going to use that line, Will.
It's all yours, bud. It's all yours.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, hopefully we'll have more to report on all those things. But, I'll go with Nintendo. All right, Will.
Nick the Dad wants to know, hey, I'm going... He didn't say, hey, I'm taking that part out.
Yeah.
Going February 24th of 2017.
Day after my anniversary.
So,
enjoy.
Should we have dinner at California Grill for date night or see Yeehaw Bob with the family for a new experience? That's a personal preference. Do you want to be with your
totally
family
different.
Or do you want to have a nice romantic date at California Grill? Personally, I'd say go for the date. Date night. With your kids at Disney. They're going to be having fun. It's all about the kids, right, folks? Right, listeners? It's only about the kids at Disney.
Oh, they love it when you say
go to date night. Have fun. That's my vote. But what do you guys think?
I like Bob, but I think I agree with you. What do you think, Lynn?
Yeah, I would do the date night thing. You can, the other 7 days that you're going to be there or 6 days, whatever, you're going to be there, you can hang out with the kids. But right.
If you have a night, take it.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. This one came in from another Michael, but a lot of Michaels today. Michael said, hey, Lynn, you didn't say that again. Have we hit the peak of the projection nighttime shows? Please say yes. So,
well, they've run out of parks and with which to do the projection.
Right.
Stuff,
so,
I guess Epcot.
They have no Epcot. Yeah. The last thing was that big giant Mike Wazowski, which I loved. So hopefully that's the only one that really hasn't done it. And they kind of were the originator of the screen. Creation in there, so with the big spinning world. I don't know. I mean, I think you're going to see new iterations like they did for Christmas with DHS. Now, I haven't seen it. I've heard mixed things. Terry's there right now. I know he's going to talk about it next week. I've heard not the greatest things about that jingle bell, bam,
jingle,
whatever it is,
jingle bell, jingle bam.
Yeah, jingle bell, jingle bam. I've heard decent, not the best. I've heard that Star Wars is a lot better. But
I've heard it's basically the same fireworks, though, the same presentation.
Yeah, exactly. I guess
effects.
Maybe just the story's not as good. I don't know. I haven't seen it. We'll hear from Terry next week about it. The Star Wars one I love, so I'm not sure. All right. I think projection is here to stay.
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah. And there's so much more that they could do on it. If you've seen some of the demos where you're actually in a room with the projection stuff instead of being outdoors, it's fascinating.
Yeah. I think we're... It's like VR. It's a good bit of tech that is going to be that's going to continue to grow in really unique ways. Whether that's it looks like the building's crumbling, sure, but whether it's something even more, I think we'll see some cool stuff coming up from it. Especially even in the rides, like they did, they've added a lot of projection mapping stuff out in California, and I don't know, there's cool stuff. So all right, Will.
Yeah.
Katie Kearns wants to know. Is there a big difference among kid clubs at Walt Disney World? We're considering Sandcastle Club for adult time at Epcot.
I don't think there is. And the reason is that when Disney does the clubs, they're trying to implement the same level of service and the same sort of consistency there. It's part of what Disney does. If you think about how they run restaurants where you get generally good service and consistent service throughout all the restaurants, they're doing the same thing with the kids clubs. And the fact that there are fewer kids clubs means that they're probably keeping more of an eye on that consistency. So, I mean, there's slightly different theming, but no, I don't think in terms of quality or anything like that, there's going to be any huge difference.
I have no kids, so I have a general idea of what a kids club is, but is it essentially just a,
daycare?
Yeah. Daycare service of sorts.
It is
a drop off.
Well, there's actually entertainment, and the thing that Disney does different, the Disney cast members will engage much more directly with your kids and make sure that they're participating if they want to participate. Make sure that everyone feels like they're included if they want to be included, and that's sort of the thing that Disney does that you don't see like in other kids clubs.
It's not just dropping off your kids.
No.
Putting a video in, and
your kids will be as entertained as they want to be.
All right, great.
And yeah, so
Cool. Yeah, never done it. Yeah, I figured it was something similar. I just wanted to make sure I had my facts straight.
All right. This is from the final Michael of the day, the third Michael. And if we're going to have one, we might as well end with Mr. Mike Scabetta. And I have
what is it? Calm down, Scabetta. Is that what it is? What's the...
It's exactly what it is, yeah.
That's it. That's it, right. You got it. you true fan there, Will. All right. So Mike Scabetta, good friend, says, what are they building at the entrance... What are they building at the entrance to the ESPN Wide World of Sports entrance off Osceola Parkway?
I don't know. We drove by it today and I couldn't tell. But they're doing, you know, all kinds of like road construction and stuff over there too. I don't know if they're widening it or
projection show.
New World of Sports projection show.
All the greatest clips that they could license from sports history. So
sorry, it's a cheerleading venue.
Oh, it is? Oh. Okay, there you go.
Because they have the...
That's actually not a bad idea.
They have the cheerleading championships there.
Yeah, always. There's always cheerleaders everywhere.
Uh-huh. Right.
So, yeah.
Cool.
All right.
I like it.
We answered it, Scabetta. get back to work. All right.
Dole Whip Guy wants to know, what are your best guesses on the future of Epcot after Chapek's announcement at Destination D?
So I think the announcement said that Epcot was, you know, Epcot was going to get some enhancements.
Yes.
In the near future.
Right. Nice and vague.
You know, are they going to get a new attraction every year for the next 3 years? A new major attraction? No. I mean, it's. I think Bob is engaged in some creative wordplay there. You might see something like, oh, you know, we put in a new thing like Colortopia at Innoventions. You know, bam, new attraction. Yeah. We're done for the year. Check the box.
Cabanas.
Cabanas. Yeah. Check the box. You know, done for another year. First of all, the way you guys know how slow Disney is in getting any major attraction up out of the ground, it would take them at least 3 years to build a major attraction. If Bob would have said this 3 years ago and said that, you know, you would have something in 2017, I might have believed that. But they're not going to open anything major in 2017. They're not going to open anything major in 2018. Maybe they'll do it in 2019, but I think your best guess is
probably post Star Wars Land, right?
I mean, that's the other thing. I mean, Disney is a talented company, but there are limits to the amount of talent that they have. Right. They've already got people on Avatar. As soon as that is done, they're going to pivot to Star Wars or Toy Story Land, you know. And then everyone left is going to be working on the other thing that has, you know. They just don't have that many people, right?
Yeah, I mean, so. I think we're years and years away. So we could take guesses for fun. You know, hopefully a new pavilion, but I don't know if I would. I'm not holding my breath. Will, what do you think?
Yeah, well, I really think that it is going to be a new pavilion. I think it's going to be the Pandora Pavilion.
Yes,
they're scaling back Avatar Land and actually just going to make it a new pavilion at Epcot, and that will be delivered by summer of 2017.
There you go. All right.
If it's a trailer.
Well, hopefully you enjoyed our lack of support here. Today wasn't necessarily the most friendly thing, but hey, we like all the new expansions. We just wish they were a little bit easier to swallow, like the cabanas, which we still can't understand. But we will deal with those as they go on. Hopefully the permanent cabanas are awesome. Hopefully that riverboat's awesome. I want to see dining actually on the monorail or dining. You know what? Let's do a dining car on the People Mover. Why not? Why can we not have Thanksgiving dinner?
I would pay money for that.
I would too.
I think we all would.
Let's just turn the People Mover into a restaurant.
Oh, man. The restaurant mover.
That's awesome.
The bowel mover.
Oh, no. Gosh. Logan. No,
sorry.
All right, now it's time to end.
All right, that's going to do it for today's show. Hope you guys like that. Having lit on the whole time.
I like it.
Special thanks to the greatest band of podcasting, Off Kilter, and of course, Kingdom Strollers. When you're booking that vacation, make sure you go there. Maybe not first. Book your flights first. Make sure you're good.
Yeah, because if you have strollers and then you can't get there, then not worth
no.
it.
No, so after you've booked those things, let's say, probably goes flights, hotels. We have to have a hotel because you don't have to have where to go. You have to have at least a place to stay. Maybe a rental car if you're going to rent a car, but you don't even have to rent a car.
Because your stroller is getting delivered to you.
Again, kingdomstrollers.com. Take a look. Check it out. Make your reservations and get those city minis. I just bought a city mini double stroller because we tried it out there at Walt Disney World with Kingdom Strollers, and I'm still going to rent it. I'm still going to travel with it.
Another pro tip. Be like Logan. If you're currently expecting a child, go down, rent a couple different strollers, try them out. Maybe you'll end up buying a city mini.
If you live in Orlando and you're like trying it out, like $25 a day, you know, whatever it is. I don't know, probably more than that, less than that. Depends. I've booked them multiple days, depending on what you book for. But try out some strollers. Why not just get a fleet?
Yeah, get a fleet of them, test them out, see what they're
like
in the parks.
You start doing that like a flight of tequila or a flight of the Scott. I'd like a flight of a stroller flight. to just try out, see how it works.
Now, do you want four or just three?
Yeah.
Well, let's do four today, man.
Just in case. It could be triplets. Yeah. All right. That's going to do it for today's show. I'm Logan Sekulow.
I'm Will Haynes.
Terry will be back next week to give us his 18th trip report this year. And we'll see you on the next show.